was the Stanleys, Mr. Stanley, that he bought this land. I've still got the deeds upstairs that show. Bought the land, and he built this terrace. The only reason he didn't live in the house next door was because when they were building it, they were told they must have a passage for people to get round. And so that house next door, has the width of the passage had to be taken out of the width of the house, because he had already started building these houses. And that's the only reason that he didn't have the end house. But he was very friendly with Mr. Andrews. Now, his son died in the war, and his name is up at the church. And him and his wife and daughter, Mr. and Mr. Stanley, and the daughter, they lived here sort of from the time he built it. He's got his workshop, his carpenter's workshop down the garden. When he died, the daughter put the house on sale. We bought it, and we've had it ever since. He'd bought the land from Cavendish or someone like that. Originally, but it was very interesting because it was as it was, completely very dark, all the brown paint, and you know, very dreary really. But we knocked it about a bit, sort of over the few years, and we were the first ones all along here that changed the back door from being at the side here down to the garden. We sort of decided that would be a better use of the house. But
pointed out the doorbell when we came in.
Yes.
What other things can you...
This has been here. This is what Mr. Stanley actually built, because he was a carpenter.
So this is Mr. Stanley's own fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's been in here since it was built. I think it's 118 this year, or 116 years that they've been built. Yeah. And there was a similar one in the sort of other room, but we had the two rooms knocked into one, purely and simply because the big room faced north. It was badly done, really. The big room faced north. The small room faced south. So you got a lot of... It was cold in that room and too warm in here sort of sometimes. So knocking the two together balanced it out. Because we had coal fires, we didn't have any other heating. And there was no bathroom here. There was only three bedrooms and a toilet. And the bath was sat in the back bedroom, just sat in the, with a tank above it.
Was that still there when you moved in?
Yes, it was sitting there. And I hated it because the tank was above you. And we worked and saved for 3 years before we could afford to have the back bedroom, part of it taken out, because at the time the planning people wouldn't let us build further down the gut. We wanted to build out and down, but they wouldn't allow us because at that time it was considered over water pipes. It couldn't be done. So we had to cut out the back bedroom to make room for a bathroom. Mm. So the bathroom is very small. The bath isn't full length, but it was the only way we could do it at the time.